We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th Street on another gorgeous afternoon, early evening in the Mid-Valley. We're in Corvallis. This wonderful weather we've been experiencing is expected to hold for 70-plus degrees as the Beavers come back home, homecoming this Saturday, 1 o'clock against the California Golden Bears. It's a Hall of Fame weekend. We've got a lot to talk about. Along the way tonight, we'll visit with the head coach. Dwayne Williams will join us. I know Dwayne's excited to be coming home on homecoming, a fifth-year senior who's been one of the leaders in Jonathan's first year. So we'll get to meet and visit with the pride of Killeen, Texas, in the second part of the show. I mentioned the Hall of Fame weekend. Just a quick invitation to all of you. 4 o'clock on Friday, the statue of the legendary Dick Fosbury will be unveiled in front of Dixon Recreation Center, a bronze statue created by Eugene sculptor Ellen Tykeson. It's already there. It's under cover, under lock and key. It'll be unveiled Friday, 4 o'clock. And everyone listening, those of you here in the Mid-Valley, wherever you may be, if you're coming in for homecoming weekend, we hope many of you will come out 4 o'clock on Friday for the unveiling of the statue of Dick Fosbury, set at 7 feet 4 1/4 inch. 50 years ago this week, Dick Fosbury, the gold medal in the famed Mexico City Olympiad. So let's hear it for Dick, and he'll be part of the homecoming festivities, and we hope that you'll get out there to salute that great moment on campus at 4 o'clock. And Hall of Fame events, the dinner is sold out. The 2006-2007 Beaver National Championship baseball teams will be inducted. Mitch Canham, Darwin Barney, Pat Casey, a whole lot more coming in to share their thoughts about those memorable teams. We'll also be inducting the 69-70-70-71 Oregon State volleyball teams, pre-Title IX teams that went to a national tournament in volleyball. Felicia Ragland, the 2001 Pac-10 Player of the Year, goes into the Hall of Fame this Friday night. Ernell Durden as well. Ernell played for Tommy Prothro on the 1956 Rose Bowl team at Oregon State. He's going into the Hall of Fame, and a pioneering, outstanding administrator, Sylvia Moore. So that's all happening on Friday. The next day, the Beavers take the field against California. And please join me in welcoming the head coach to talk about it all, head football coach Jonathan Smith. Good evening, coach.
Good evening.
That's a pretty good weekend right there, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then some of those names I know well. And so, I wish it could be a part of that on Friday. But we're looking forward to Saturday as well.
You're coming off a bye right at the midseason point, coach. That's good timing for a bye, I would suppose. How did you handle it yourself as a staff on both a, you know, working with the team, some of the things you did during the bye, and maybe even with your family here tonight, it's good to see them, if you were able to get a little bit of that kind of time too.
Yeah, it did. The bye came at a good time for us, you know, six games into it, to be able to take a deep breath. Early in the week, we did a lot of just self-scout, looking at ourselves, what we can improve on, what we've done well so far that we can build on, and did a little bit of practicing. We practiced with the young guys on Tuesday morning, and then we had a full practice with the whole team on Wednesday, and a lot of those guys take a little bit of a deep breath Thursday, Friday, focus on class, and then we got back to it on Sunday, and we're into a normal week.
How does the self-scout piece work, Jonathan, over the years when you engage in that and some of the other programs you've been involved with? Do all the coaches get together? Do you sit down together? Do you go through film? I mean, what do you do when you're self-scouting?
Well, you know, you do it by sides of the ball. So offense and defense would work separately, and they're really just looking at themselves and looking at the different situations we're doing, whether it's first down, third down, red zone, that type of thing. We're also looking specifically at the run. So you watch all of our inside zone type runs and outside zone and power and things like that, because you just don't get a ton of time to do that when you're preparing for your next opponent. And so that's why I thought it was really good for us to – we're not making wholesale changes as anything scheme-wise, but some of the details of repeated mistakes or something we can do a lot better, I think we can tighten those things up. And same thing on the defensive side and in special teams.
When you do that, coach, without necessarily revealing, well, here's what we're going to go with the rest of the way or lean on, but what was that process like looking at your team at the midway point?
Well, I think we've got some guys that have improved from week one to week six. And some of the, you know, whether it's their footwork, their alignment, knowing their schemes inside and out, be able to come across some strengths, you know, offensively. Obviously, when we give the ball to Jamar, usually things happen pretty good. Yeah. And so that, you know, you learn more than that. But that's the type of things you're looking for. And then, you know, some of the stuff that maybe in fall camp, let's say practice in August, we thought was going to be really good. And guys had some confidence, whatever. We had success in August. Well, now we've done it in September and October. It hasn't been great. And so you really reaffirm some of your belief, and then opens your eyes to some other stuff.
And when it opens your eyes and you talk about it, you say you won't make wholesale changes after a bye in the self-scout, but are there things you want to perfect and continue to do the things you have done better, or some of those things you alluded to in fall camp, could they still, in your view, still have a chance to be part of what you're doing?
Yeah, there's, you know, I'm talking about particular types of plays, and maybe it's even a concept that we're running, but we're going to change one route to it, or the split of the receiver, or the change of the protection we're using, or the quarterback's drop. There's some of those details that, again, just trying to make us better.
You have a running back in Jamar. You said usually good things happen. He's closing in on 1,000 yards already, heading into the seventh game. He's just 135 yards away from achieving a 1,000-yard season. We talked to Jim Mihalchik, the offensive line coach, run game coordinator. Tell me how much, you know, just, you know, Jamar is clearly doing good things, but how much of it does stem from the kind of push, the kind of work that Jim's guys and that old line, which has been a healthy group all year, how important has that piece of it been?
Well, it's been a huge part. Anytime you're running the football, you got to have some guys covering guys up in front of them, and also running a scheme that fits against a defense. So I think a lot of the plan that's been taking place in the run game has been really solid by Jim and Brian and those guys. And so it is a group effort. And then, of course, there's some times where, you know, the back needs to make a guy miss and those things. And so it's a team game, but we got a lot of different people contributing to the success Jamar's having.
How valuable is it now, and what can you share with us perhaps about Artavis Pierce coming back into the mix a little more? It looked like He finally found some burst late in his last game, but what about AP and what you would hope to see down the stretch from him after he opened so spectacularly?
Yeah, he's practiced well. We did want to kind of ease him into his first game back, and we did that, and I think he's ready to roll, man. He's practiced well, like I said, and you know, his contributions beyond just being able to break some big runs, he's probably our best pass protector in the pass game, and being able to identify blitzes, things of that nature, and we could throw it to him on occasion. So he's a huge piece, and always looking to have a 1-2 punch back there.
Another guy that I wonder about, Coach, just in terms of productivity, if you allude to things you were doing in the summer, getting ready for the season, big number 81, Noah Tongeai has had a spate of injuries in his career, but he's always looked like a guy we've seen spectacular and flashes of great ability, next level type of ability. Is he making more progress physically? Could he be a guy that might be able to be featured a bit more in the second half?
He could. He's still working to be in back to like maybe what he was last year in regards to just his speed and quickness and overall conditioning. He's done some really good things in the run game. He does on occasion get out there and run some routes. The ball just hasn't gone his way because some of it is we got some other guys we can distribute the ball to, and which I think is a real positive. But we're expecting big things from him this last half of the year along with some other guys.
As you talk about distributing the ball, the distributor are your quarterbacks, and you've been, for various reasons, had a challenging position group there. Guys have risen up at different times and done some very good things in the first half. As you look to this game Saturday and even beyond as far as, you know, Jake Luton's availability and progress, other guys that have played and have been, you know, forced into action, like Jack Coletto threw a 40-yard ball, looked good in doing that against Washington State. But that's been an unsettled situation, really, and yet guys you've asked have responded in different ways well.
Yeah, I think so. And really with Connor, I think Connor's put back-to-back quality starts back-to-back in the last couple of games, and the guy continues to work at it and has done some really good things. I mean, I look at his touchdown interception ratio right now, it's 7-1. Well, you'd take that, you know, a lot of places. Ideally, maybe it's 14-2, and at the same time, we're running the ball. So, like what Connor's done, and he's worked and gone. Luton, again, is just battling this ankle injury, and you got to be able to move your feet at playing quarterback. And so it's just tough for him as he's battling it. And then, yeah, like Coletto, he has gotten in there and done some good things, and that group, we're pleased with their effort.
We're going to take a break and come back with more with head coach Jonathan Smith. Dwayne Williams has arrived. He'll join us in the second part of the show. We'll talk a little bit about goals and things that have been worked on via the self-scout on the other side of the football for the second half of the year, as I know everybody working hard to make some big improvements there and are showing signs in that direction. We'll continue with Jonathan, visit with Dwayne. We appreciate all of you being here tonight on this Hall of Fame week for Oregon State University and the homecoming game, the Beavers and Cal. More with Coach Smith coming up from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Coors Light. Established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reser's Deli Salads? A must! Reser's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange-faced painting decisions. Reser's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reser's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reser's Deli Salads. Fun times and game day made easy.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan. Choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
We welcome you back in to Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. The Red Sox leading 2-0. Over the Houston Astros as we, that's on here. Buffalo Wild Wings, of course, is the official hangout for Beaver Nation. Wings, beer, sports, and every possible game. That would include the Blazers and Lakers tomorrow at Moda Center. And certainly sad news about the passing of Paul Allen for the city of Portland, the city of Seattle, those franchises. I know tomorrow there will be, I'm sure, an eloquent tribute paid to Mr. Allen, who has given so much to the Pacific Northwest and to the world. So certainly sad news about Paul Allen. And we welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings, getting ready for the Beavers and California this weekend. Quick note, you are so busy all the time. You did note today somehow, I don't know if you heard it on the radio or saw an inning on TV, your Dodgers beat the Brewers.
Yeah,
today.
I've been following it as much as I can. Yeah, grew up down that way, going to games, and it's always exciting for at least me.
Yeah. So did you ever go to, you're not old enough, or did you see any World Series games in
did
person?
Did not. You know, we had season tickets up to 87, and the Dodgers weren't great, so we didn't keep the tickets 88, and, of course, that's Kirk Gibson.
Yeah, you missed that.
Yeah,
then. Missed that okay, that's too bad. Jonathan Smith joining us as the Beavers get ready for Cal. I want to ask you before we close about Cal, but a little bit about the other side. We've talked a lot about personnel and things in a self-scout situation offensively, Coach. What about defensively? And just, the things that you hope to see on a consistent basis be done better here, beginning Saturday and the rest of the way.
Right. You know, I think early on, just knowing our assignments and gap sound and then sticking to it and trusting your technique. I think we've seen that from game one to game six of, we've improved on that area. We can still go. I think the effort shows up for six straight games. That's been something that we felt positive about defensively. We just got some more experience for that group. We got some younger guys playing at times that, they play six games, so you're no longer a freshman at this level. And so I'm optimistic on that side of the ball.
And in Cal, you've got a team that we'll get to them defensively here in a moment where they've been very good for a couple of years now. Offensively, they have some great talent, some very good playmakers, a dual-threat guy, a quarterback in Brandon McIlwain, a 1,000-yard rusher a year ago who had 214 against the Beavers in Patrick Laird. So whatever issues they're having offensively, that's a capable group. Bo Baldwin, an excellent coordinator.
No question. I mean, they got some talent over there. And anytime you run into a few turnovers, that's going to make it hard offensively to sustain some things. They got some momentum and then get some turnovers. And so it can be a scary group because of the talent, because of, like you're saying, Bo Baldwin. He's been around great offenses his whole career. And so we're expecting a great challenge for them.
On the other side, defensively, Justin Wilcox he was an outstanding defensive player in his career. Many people have talked to me lately, as we talk about the 50th anniversary of Dick Fosbury and the Fosbury flop. we'll take a moment to acknowledge the 20th anniversary of the Great Civil War at Parker Stadium. This guy was the quarterback, and Ken Simonton scored in double overtime. Beavers 44, Oregon 41, 20 years ago. And Jonathan, you were on that field, and so was Justin Wilcox. You guys go back a long
time. We do. Played against each other a couple of times, and have coached against each other a few times. And, you know, the guy is, he's really good on defense. And you could just see the transformation that Cal has made since he's been there on the defensive side. It's really impressive to see. And so that's going to be a challenge for us. Those guys are sound. They can tackle. They've created some havoc, not only in the run game, but for the quarterback. And not always having to all-out blitz. It's, that's been something that Justin's done for a long time in schemes. And so we've got our work cut out for us, and we need to be ready to play.
They have picked 8 passes, too. So they've got some talent in that secondary, right?
Yep, they do. The secondary coach I know well. He was up there at UW with me. And they've got a good scheme that creates some havoc. So some of these errors that the quarterback's feeling a little pressure, the ball's gone up, and they've done a great job of catching them.
In your own, again, kind of back to the offense and what how Cal will challenge you defensively, and they will in a number of ways. One of the things your quarterbacks coach and coordinator, Brian Lindgren, told all of us yesterday on the terrace after practice is one of the things looking at, he said he had a long list of things he wants to do better. Pass protection, getting the ball out, not taking as many sacks. When you view that, Jonathan, just as a former quarterback, a guy that's coached the position and coordinated it, how do you view the sack number and how you hope to decrease that heading after this?
Yeah, it's this a little weekend. Bit, it's a lot like what I'm saying in the run game. I mean, it's a group effort on that. And so I do think it starts with the quarterback and not holding the ball and getting the ball out on time, know where he's supposed to be going with it. That O-line in front of him has to do a good job of giving him some time and also in a clean area. And then, you know, guys got to get open and create some plays. And so that's been an Achilles heel for us offensively of the negative play, whether it's getting sacked or a penalty here and there. And so if we can clean those things up, I feel really good.
We're going to be visiting with Dwayne Williams here in a few moments. He's one of those guys, Coach, that, you know, I don't know how much you knew about him. You certainly competed against him, knew that you're talking about a young man with talent and drive. He's been here for five. This is his fifth year. Yeah. Guys like that. That and you acknowledge from day one, it's been a challenging road for a lot of these guys, and yet here he is. He's hung in.
Yep.
Looking forward to visiting with him in a few minutes. But tell us a little bit about both these young men, Sean Wilson, Dwayne Williams, and what they've meant to the team in your first year.
I've just been really impressed with, you know, talking to Dwayne and going through what he's been here and done a lot of good things while he's been here with different coaches and different teammates and things, and then battled an injury. Definitely one of the guys that's looked up upon on the defensive side, that, you know, especially in that secondary with his work ethic and his capabilities. And so just been impressed with him and want to make these last 6 games for that whole class to be something that they're proud of.
You mentioned at halftime, it's been a while since we visited about this, but you made a point at halftime of your last game against Washington State. You acknowledged an atmosphere. And just as, you know, Dodger Stadium was rocking after being challenged a little bit by somebody that it was kind of a dead atmosphere, those fans have been engaged on every pitch. Yeah. You mentioned that specifically coming off the field at halftime against Washington State. What about that homecoming Saturday, beautiful weather, Saturday at 1 o'clock? Just your thoughts about the importance, the fans, the contributions they can make this weekend.
Yeah, you know, it just, and I truly believe this, it just makes a difference. When we got great energy and the crowd is into it, it helps us out. And obviously, again, we got to put the product out there to get them energized. But especially on defense, that crowd in Reister Stadium can make a difference. And so we do appreciate them coming out with some energy and cheering us on. And then obviously we want to just continue that, and we should have a beautiful 1 o'clock kick, beautiful weather out to make it fun for them to come out.
And fun for your guys who put in so much work and time. Wins are difficult no matter who you're playing, anywhere, anytime. And you've got a big challenge, your hands full with a good Cal team this weekend. But in terms of the reward aspect of it, how happy would you be for these guys, your whole team, if they're able to walk off that field Saturday 60 minutes worth with a W?
No question. It'd be awesome, you know, because these guys are working. And I do think our process is right and the way we're going about it and preparing, and these guys are doing it. And so that's why you play the game. You want to win the game. And, you know, we're going to keep working, and it's going to come. And ideally it's sooner than later, but it's going to come, and it'd be awesome to be able to do it at home.
And, Coach, final thing about the bye week, you know, whether you had any sort of off time. You told us Monday you did get to watch a little football on television, not just the coaches' cut-ups and break. I mean, you actually watch network broadcasts of games. But you also had coaches out. I don't know how free or how many. You saw a little football, yep. You said. How's that whole thing going? I know you're not free to talk about specific, you know, commitments and what's exactly happening there. But how do you feel about, as your coaches go out, as you go out, sharing the message and the kind of response you're getting?
Yeah, we feel good about it. Where we're at for this, you know, signing class coming up, we feel really good. And you know, I think it's authentic and it's confident of what we're selling in regards to what this place is, what these people are, what we're working towards. So many positives to be able to play college football here at Oregon State, have an unbelievable experience, and be around some great people. And so we were able to get out on the road Thursday and Friday of last week. Our coaches were all over the West Coast doing, evaluating and seeing kids. I was able to get out on Friday night, see some games. And so that part's going really well, and we hope to hold on to what we got going and add to it when that's signing date in December.
When you make things fun and when you call the plays and you give Brian Lindgren the ability to call the kind of plays you called against Washington State, does that have an impact, you think? I know you're doing it to try to win the game you're in.
Yeah.
But do you also think it sends a message, hey, we have fun here. We like to play the game and give some latitude for guys to be creative and have fun playing the game.
I think it's enjoyable, yeah. And it's enjoyable to move the ball and score.
Right.
And so, but if it's going to come with, you know, once in a while having a double pass or some type of trick play and taking advantage of something defensively, we're not going to be shy about doing it. You know, some of that going into that game, the fourth downs and even the stuff tried on special teams, it really generally felt it was going to give us a better chance to win that game, and we're not going to be scared to do it.
You are five for five on fourth downs against Washington State, 13 for 16 on fourth downs overall. Coach, that strikes me as feeling pretty good about what you've dialed up and executed.
Yeah, and I just think in this league you're going to need to be able to score. And so, you know, another down to be able to, you know, move the chains or get points on the board, we're gonna be aggressive doing it.
Coach, we've certainly, last 2 weeks ago was a lot of fun. We appreciate you coming and joining us again. We're going to turn you loose to your whole family here tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings. Appreciate you joining us. We've got a great young man in Dwayne Williams joining us after the break. Thanks for being here, Coach.
Yeah,
we
appreciate it.
Let's hear it for head coach Jonathan Smith at Buffalo Wild Wings. Dwayne Williams coming up next as we continue. The Beavers and Cal Saturday, 1 o'clock, homecoming at Reser on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Oregon State football mini plans are now available.
Play here, Sammy Strotter back to his 30-yard line, starts up the middle, gets to the 40, he's got a seam, 45 midfield, 45, 40, he's got a chance to go, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Beavers!
Prices vary by location. Choose which games you see this year in Reser Stadium by visiting beavertickets.com or call 800-GO-BEAVS to find the option that is right for you.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
You care about your car, so you take it to the best mechanic. You love your dog, so you take it to a vet you trust. So why go with just anyone when it comes to your insurance? With a local Allstate agent, you get expert advice you can trust and the best coverage for you. And because they live in your community, you can always count on them to be there when you need them the most.
Call an Allstate agent to get local expert advice on the best coverage for you. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Beaver Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal want you to score one for your family's fire safety. Smoke alarms lose effectiveness over time. Check that your smoke alarms are less than 10 years old. Make sure to have working smoke alarms on every level of your home, including the basement, inside each bedroom, and in the hallway outside the sleeping areas. And be sure to test your alarms regularly and change the batteries when necessary. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
We welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. Wings Beer Sports. We've got prizes we'll give away at the end of the show. So if you haven't gotten a blue raffle ticket, we'll make sure you get someone's attention. We'll get a ticket to you, and we'll be drawing right here out of these a little bit later. So keep a hold of those tickets, and we'll be anxious to send you home with some prizes from Buffalo Wild Wings. Another quick note that I neglected to mention in the rundown, a big week, of course, with the Hall of Fame and the 2006-07 teams, the volleyball teams, Ernell Durden, Sylvia Moore, Felicia Ragland. It's a great class going in Friday night at the Toyota Club. Next Tuesday night, please make a note of this if you haven't heard, at Gill Coliseum, next Tuesday, 7 o'clock, free and open to the public, a men's basketball scrimmage with a lot. Yeah, Olduvai, and everybody should be happy about that. 7 o'clock at Gill, a chance to see the new LED lighting, the gigantic, spectacular video board, and all of the amenities that it will provide. More important, a chance to see Wayne Tinkle's team in action. I think you're going to like this team a lot. The first game is October 27th against Montana Tech, an exhibition game. November 6th against UC Riverside at Gill, the official opener. But next Tuesday night, free and open to the public, a scrimmage at Gill. And one other note, today would have been, it's October 17th. We've talked a lot about the 1968 team here of late with the Giant Killers this week. Dick Fosbury, an honorary Giant Killer. Today is the Great Pumpkin, D'Andros' birthday, born October 17th, 1924. And so we love D and miss him and wanted to acknowledge that 94 years ago, one of the great men in Oregon State history, served our country so honorably in the Pacific Theater in World War II, a great man, great football coach. His birthday, October 17th, 1924. Born a long time after that, but one of the elder statesmen on the Oregon State football team this year. He's a fifth-year senior. Please join me in welcoming cornerback Dwayne Williams to Buffalo Wild Wings tonight. Dwayne, nice to see you again. Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
It's great to have you with us. Your journey has been a long and challenging one, but let's start. We've talked about it on this show and in other contexts in the past, but tell us how Oregon State, for a young man in Killeen, Texas, how it all first came about for you.
You know, I wasn't very highly recruited in high school, and then Coach Riley's staff found me in Killeen, and I came on my visit, and I instantly knew this was the place to be.
When you said you weren't recruited, you were under-recruited like so many, and Oregon State has done very well through the years of finding people such as yourself who end up having the right talent and skill set to play in this tough league. But you came to football kind of late, didn't you? I mean, you didn't really start until high school. Is that true?
Oh, no. I played football all my life. It was track that I started late.
Oh, you started track late?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I misread your initial that you didn't start playing football till high school, but track you excelled in. Yeah. This man still holds the fastest 400-meter time in the history of Shoemaker High School down in Killeen, Texas, part of a gold medal. You won a gold medal in the 800. You were a national champion at your level, were you not? In the 200,
four by two.
The 4x2.
Yeah.
So we won, and I believe before your life is done at Oregon State, We're going to see that speed on full display on a pick six. Do you feel like that moment's coming?
Oh, absolutely. Here pretty soon.
Tell us about the early days in making the transition. You were on red shirt alert that first year. You ended up taking the red shirt, but you had impressed so much in camp that how did you feel about that first year in 14, kind of being on alert, but ultimately redshirting that year? How valuable was it to have a redshirt year?
I feel like having a redshirt year, you know, helped me in the long run, but I think it was a good experience, you know, being able to travel with the team, being in the real defense the whole year instead of the scout team. I feel like it helped me, you know, excel and learn the playbook and everything.
And you were playing behind some guys redshirting because there's a guy still playing in Steven Nelson. We called him Bahawk Nelson. What was it like to have Steven Nelson, the commissioner, Larry Scott, guys like that around in those early days for you?
Oh, I think it was great. You know, their leadership was great. When I first came in, you know, they took me under their wing. They helped me with the playbook, helped me get better in the feet work and everything. You know, just watching them practice every day, you know, it taught me good practice habits. You know, they didn't take plays off. They did everything right. They did what the coach did, took notes every day. So I feel like me being able to watch them, it helped create some good habits for me.
One of the more exciting players, and I want to ask you a little bit about whether the way they took you in, are you doing the same? Let's say hello, by the way, tonight to Sean Wilson right over here. He's here. One of the more spectacular athletic plays of the season, the interception in Columbus in the ensuing return. I mean, I love that play. That's one of my favorite plays of the season. You must have liked that too, Dwayne.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I was off there trying to block for him.
Yeah, well, you all, I mean, that thing ended up going about 80 yards on the return, and that was fun to watch. What about Sean, and do you feel like with him and some of the other younger players that you've tried to do the same that Steven Nelson did for you and kind of putting your arm around these guys and helping them learn the ways?
Oh, yeah. You know, when Sean first came in, you know, a lot of people always talk about how me and him are twins, you know, because, you know, we're kind of the same player, same height, same build. You know, we do around the same things. But with the other younger guys, you know, when they came in, I always, you know, try to reach out as, you know, a welcoming hand. You know, I'm always here. I'm not here, you know, to try to beat you out or anything. I'm here to help you get better, you know. And it's the same thing for them. Even the young guys teach me things. So I feel like it's a balance.
In terms of the future, I know for you and for Sean, for everybody this weekend, the future is Saturday against Cal and trying to win that football game. And I believe, I don't know about all of you out there, I believe that's going to happen this Saturday if these guys have been working so hard and moving closer to it. After this season, Dwayne, you know, for you, I want to talk about your education and the things you've done at Oregon State. But in terms of Sean and some of the other younger guys and what you see going on and the trajectory of the program going forward after you're gone, how excited are you for what's ahead for Sean, Deshaun, Caleb, some of the other guys that you work with every day?
Oh, you know, this program is 2-3 plays away every game from winning. So I know once my time's here up, these guys are going to get it going. I have the most confidence in the world about that. This culture is about to change here real soon.
Well, and you'll always take pride in being part of the first year, right? I mean, that's going to mean something to you and a lot of the other fifth-year guys. There's not a lot of you left, but some of you have endured and gone through this whole thing. Mm-hmm. You feel like you're all going to look back and someday say we were part of the change.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, even with all the, you know, bad that's happened, I feel like all this is just, you know, built character for us, you know, for the future in life. And, you know, we still appreciate everything that's happened. But, yeah, when it flips, it's going to be good to say, yeah, we were, you know, a part of that foundation when it first started.
But you want the flip to begin Saturday. So I'm not going to ask you to divulge. So how exactly are you planning on attacking this team and what defenses are you going to? You're a guy, though. I mean, Dwayne, what can you tell us about what it's going to take from a defensive standpoint when you say you're close to get over the hump and come out of there with a win this Saturday?
You know, this Saturday, we just got to focus on, you know, making the tackles we have to make, stopping the run, and when they do try to pass the ball, take the ball away from them. You know, they've had a lot of turnovers these past few games, so we're trying to come out and take advantage of that. You know, they fumble, you know, they throw picks, so we have to, if that opportunity comes, we have to be able to make the play.
You know, the thing, too, it just strikes me, it's such a tough, challenging game. You guys are so often on an island dealing in one-on-one matchups. I thought you had against Washington State. There were a couple of plays where your coverage was about as perfect as it can get. At the last minute, a veteran receiver made a play, caught the ball, beat you on a play. But like you said, you're this close, right? You feel like you're close on a couple of those Tay Martin catches. It looked to me like you were right there, not you specifically. I'm just talking about overall coverages. You're close. You're close to making those plays. Do you feel that way?
Yeah. You know, we're always right there. I don't feel like we're ever really beat like that. But like our coach always says, you know, the 50-50 balls, they're 50-50, but we have to find ways to be able to make those plays. You know, we have to find ways to get those picks, those pass breakups, and just find ways to make the play. Yeah, it's a 50-50 ball, but, you know, we're working to make the play.
We're going to take a break and come back and talk a little bit about Dwayne's educational path at Oregon State, thoughts and ideas after football, however long he can keep playing this great game. We'll continue with Dwayne Williams, fifth-year senior cornerback, as we come to you from Buffalo Wild Wings. We appreciate you joining us tonight. Thanks for being here on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland. Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians. Performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Everyone wants to give their kids the world, but sending them to college can seem overwhelming. I'm John Zeiser with Country Financial, and I get it. My wife and I graduated with college debt, and we didn't want that for our three boys, Anson, Paxton, and Hawkins. So we're taking simple steps to prepare them for college. And Country Financial can help you take simple steps too. Because whether you're our customer or our family, we want you to be successful.
Find an authorized representative at TakeSimpleSteps.com.
In 1931, Oregon State's football team compiled a 6-3-1 record playing their home games at Bell Field in Corvallis. That same year, Umpqua Dairy began making ice cream to sell at the train station in Roseburg. Three generations later, they're still producing award-winning ice cream, and you don't have to wait at the train station. Simply visit your local grocery store. On behalf of Beaver Nation, thanks to Umpqua Dairy for your support of our Beavers and for making the best ice cream in the nation.
Oregon State football single game tickets are now available. Prices vary by location.
Point conversion try as the Beavers try to hang on and win in Corvallis. John David Booty on first down takes the snap, turns, throws, batted down.
The ball was knocked away.
And the Beavers will win it. The Beavers will win it.
Don't miss out on the action this year in Reser Stadium. Head to BeaverTickets.com or call 800-GO-BEAVS to secure your seats today.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan. Choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
We welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. Dwayne Williams, senior corner, joining us when we talk about Dwayne going through a lot of different coaches, different voices in the room, position coaches, and so on. He and the fifth-year seniors have been through a lot, and Jonathan himself has acknowledged that and appreciates the perseverance through all of that to still be sitting here being a starter, a leader, and a playmaker on the Oregon State football team. But you've also, Dwayne, dealt with some pretty serious injuries. An MCL 2 years ago caused you to miss 5 games. And then last year, 3 games in, a pretty catastrophic injury to the same left knee, a full ACL tear. So from that point to where you are now playing again, what's that been like for you, the whole surgical process, the rehab, has been pretty challenging, I would think.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's been a long process. You know, ACL tear takes months of rehab and recovering. But, you know, it's a blessing to be back out there playing football. You know, we about to be on our seventh game. You know, I'm feeling good. I'm healthy. First time in a while I've been seven games in, you know, haven't missed anything. So I'm feeling good.
How did you get through that? I mean, I know that there's strong support people at Oregon State, but was it a combination of family, doctors, trainers, friends? I mean, to realize what you were up against after the tear and the surgery and the rehab, how did you navigate all of that?
Well, you know, after the initial tear, I didn't think it would be, you know, the process it has been. But, you know, like having my, you know, my friends, family around, you know, pushing me every day just to keep going. You know, there was days I felt like my knee was going to never get better. Yeah. You know, it felt weak for a long time, but just the rehab and steady working, it came back to normal.
So when you had those kinds of doubts, if it ever would fully come back, was it progressively this summer, spring, the summer fall camp, getting ready for the year, where, oh, wait, it felt like old times, that the burst was back, the speed, the strength? How long did it take to really feel like you were there again?
I say around, you know, probably right around spring ball, or after spring ball, I started feeling back to normal. But before then, you know, it was just more of, man, you know, another day. But you keep pushing, you know.
Yeah. Congratulations for continuing to push through all of that and to be a starter and leader on this team. We got behind in our first segment with Jonathan, so we need to take another quick break. When we come back, we want to talk a little bit more to Dwayne Williams about his time in the classroom at Oregon State and plans for his future. Again, the future Saturday, 1 o'clock, Cal in town, homecoming, go Beavs. We'll take a break. Back with more with Dwayne Williams after this on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Beaver Nation, your fan experience starts at the OSU Beaver Store. When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Enjoy the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear, featuring all of your favorite brands. The OSU Beaver Store, authentic, nonprofit, since 1914. Go Beavs!
We all know 1 plus 1 equals 2. But what if 1 plus 1 equaled 25% off? With Allstate, you can save up to 25% when you bundle your home and auto insurance. And when you include the local expertise and trusted advice of an Allstate agent, that's some math we can all get excited about.
There's never been a better time to bundle home and auto insurance. Call an Allstate agent today to hear about our new lower rates. Based on coverage selected, savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Are you in good hands?
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reese's Deli Salads? A must! Reese's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange face painting decisions. Reese's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reese's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reese's Deli Salads. Fun times and game day made easy.
We welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings. Jonathan Smith was our guest earlier, presiding over football record-setting GPAs in the new era for the Oregon State football team. That is commendable in its own right, and a young man right here is part of that, because last June, he became the first member of his family, a four-year institution, got his degree, has already walked last June in graduation ceremonies at Oregon State. Dwayne, congratulations to you. How special was that, is that for you? Your whole family came up for the ceremonies. What did that moment mean to you and your family?
You know, it meant a lot to me, but, you know, it didn't really hit me until, you know, my family was up here. I seen them after the ceremony. They were crying and everything. They were just proud, and that's when it really hit me, like, yeah. That's awesome. I accomplished something big for my family.
That's awesome. And that hasn't, I'm sure, been an easy track either, with the demands that are placed on student athletes, football players in particular. So how have you been able to, and how, you know, what were the things in place? Your own studious habits, your examples set by others? How did you get to your degree so readily?
I feel like the coaches, you know, they set us up pretty well. You know, they have us go to study hall every afternoon. So in my younger years, that created some good study habits for me. And as I got older, I had a good GPA, so I got out. But about time I got out of study hall, I was already pretty good at, you know, doing work on my own. So I feel like the coaches set the foundation for me. So I figured out how to get work done.
Congratulations on that, Dwayne. That's a tremendous story in its own right. Now, what plans do you have? You want this wonderful sport of football to take you as long as you can, I would assume. So beyond football, after football, what are some of your thoughts and goals for a career?
You know, I just like to use the knowledge I've gained through sports and my degree to, you know, hopefully one day be able to open up my own gym, you know, become a personal trainer for the youth or anyone that wants to get active, things like that.
And you've learned a lot about the whole process, I would imagine, you know, even helping young athletes navigate injuries in the rehab process, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've learned, you know, from the strength coaches about, you know, lifting everything. Then from my own injuries, I've learned about how to rehab and things like that. So I feel like I have a good foundation to get into it.
Dwayne, again, we got a little bit behind, so we're going to take our last break and have a final segment with Dwayne Williams. We appreciate all of you being here tonight. It's Beaver Sports Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
New season on Pac-12 Network. The slate's been wiped clean, and only you can dictate what happens next. What happens next is when it starts to count. So make it count. This is next level. This is happening. This is your destiny, and there's no avoiding it. Expectations don't matter. Reputation doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is what comes next. Watch on Pac-12 Networks.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
You're invited to join the new Game Day Wine Club, created by Willamette Valley Vineyards specifically for OSU alumni and Beaver fans. Members achieve benefits like special edition wines, events, and wine discounts. Willamette Valley Vineyards is proud to donate a portion of its sales back to OSU to support the Fermentation Science Program. Sign up today at wvv.com/gameday. That's wvv.com/gameday.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Not yet. We welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings. Our last few minutes with Dwayne Williams, fifth-year senior cornerback, graduate, continuing in classes, furthering and rounding out the education with some tremendous plans for his career. Dwayne, let's close, though, with a thought about homecoming Saturday, the Beavers and Cal. We already talked about, you know, how close you are, how you want to finish plays, tackles, get into proper coverages against a good, talented quarterback with some solid receivers, et cetera. Everybody in this league is good. Mm-hmm. But for you and all the guys, how hard you've been working, what would a win mean in terms of how hard you've been working to try to get there? What would it mean to you walk off that field with the win Saturday?
I feel like a win this weekend would mean everything. You know, we've been so close in a few of these games that we played. You know, I feel like a win would just be like a fresh breath. You know, it'll give us, you know, we always have hope in everything. But, you know, a win, it just adds a different energy to the table. So let me go out and get it.
Speaking of energy, the crowd for the Washington State game I thought was loud. Could you feel that? Do you hear that? When the fans are into it, does that mean something to you guys?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's contagious. You know, when the fans is going up, it makes us go up, and the energy is just there.
Dwayne, it has been a real pleasure to watch you play at Oregon State. He wears number 4. You'll see him make plays this Saturday. Number 2 over here will make plays as well in Sean Wilson. Our thanks to all of you for joining us here tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings. See you at the Fosbury Flop statue, 4 o'clock Friday, and then Saturday, 1 o'clock.
On the Beaver Sports Network, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans. Wings, beer, sports. And by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Beaver Sports Network.